Good afternoon, Crown. Ray speaking.
This is a confirmation call from Lee Bay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello. I've got a message here. There's something on eBay. Can you tell me what it is? Because I don't have an order in.
Okay. This is Alex William from eBay Customer Care. As I can see, sir, today morning somebody purchased a 2 gift cards worth of $299 from your eBay account. So that's the reason we are giving you the call at the moment. So can you just confirm me that you are the person who made this transaction?
No, we haven't made that transaction, so I cancel it.
Okay. So for cancellation, sir, we need to generate the cancellation ID, okay? And with the help of that cancellation ID, we can easily go ahead and cancel this transaction for you, okay? So
look,
do you know
I can tell you something, mate. I'm not giving any information over the phone.
Listen to
just
me.
Cancel the bloody thing. Just cancel it because I have not made that purchase. If it comes out of my account, I will go into the online ombudsman. So I will not give you information over the phone.
Did I ask you any personal information?
Well, I'm not going to give you any information. So what
did
else do you need?
I'm
not going to be
I'm not interested in your personal information, okay?
All right. Okay, cool. What information do you want?
I'm not. Again, you are telling me. Did I ask you? You don't have to give me any of your personal information, okay?
Okay.
I will provide you the cancellation ID number, all right. With the help of that, you can easily go ahead and cancel this transaction, okay?
Right on.
Right. So the cell phone which you are using, is it an Apple iPhone or it's an Android phone? Right.
It's an Apple.
Okay. So put me on the speaker and open the App Store. I will tell you how to get the cancellation ID number.
Just give me the cancellation ID number without me opening the App Store because I'm busy at the moment. I'm up a ladder pages. I haven't got time for this.
I understand that, sir, but we need to generate that, okay? So I will tell
yes,
you how
sorry.
To generate that. So open the App Store. Have you opened that? Are you there?
All right, I've opened the App Store.
Okay, your App Store, very right side bottom, there is the option, it says search with a small magnifying glass, search, right? Just give a click on that.
Okay, search.
Now type AnyDesk, AnyDesk. This is the application, sir, in which you will get your cancellation ID number, okay?
It's what was that, sorry?
AnyDesk.
Hang on, let me put you on speaker.
Yes. As I told you, first of all, put me on the speaker before.
Okay, so I've got to go to search. No,
yes.
You have to go to search and do what?
Yes, A-N-Y.
A-N-Y.
D-E-S-K.
Well, look.
It should be A-N-Y-D-E-S-K.
A-N-Y. A-N-Y, yes.
Then D as
sorry?
In Delta, D.
D.
Then E, E as in echo.
D.
Then it's E, E as in echo. After D, it's E.
D, E, hang on.
Yes, yes, yes. And then
yes.
F, then F, F,
F
as in sugar.
F.
And the last one is K, K as in kilo. Now give a click on search.
K. So that's
okay.
K-N-Y-D-E-S-K.
Exactly, exactly. Give a click on search. Okay? Now, do you see any suggestion comes up with your AnyDesk remote desktop? The red color application with a white diamond save, am I right?
Yeah, it's got AnyDesk remote, yeah.
Click on that and just click on get. Okay? Now, you received the. Have you clicked on get?
Okay. Right?
Have you clicked on get?
On get.
Yes. Clicked on that?
Yes. Yes.
Now, just come back in your normal home screen and try to open the text messages. You will receive the messages right now. We provide you the message.
All right. Okay.
Open up your text messages. Look, is there any message comes up from eBay? Is there any message comes up from
eBay? I haven't received any text messages.
Okay, wait. Say some server is okay. Just try to find out that application has been downloaded or not. Any desk. Is that downloaded? Like it's open? Try to open that.
Yes.
Have you opened that?
Well, it's telling me about a new device and it's 3 months remedy or something.
No. Have you opened the AnyDesk? I'm asking you, have you opened the AnyDesk?
I did exactly what they said and went to get.
Yes, I told you to click on get, right? You need
yes,
to download
I did
that.
Click on get.
Yes, now.
And I doubt I'll click on.
It's downloading, right? Like it's downloading AnyDesk remote desktop. Is that downloading or it's downloaded?
No, it's not downloading anything.
You need to click on get AnyDesk remote desktop. You need to download
the App Store. It's telling me to install.
Click on install.
Now it wants me to sign in, but I don't know the code numbers, right?
You don't know your Apple ID number?
No.
Okay. Do you see any forget password or forget Apple ID option over there?
No. Yes, it does.
But so you need to put your Apple ID over there, otherwise you can't be able to download that application.
Hang on. Well, I did that, and it's gone all the way back to the start again.
Yes. Now, what exactly you can see over there?
I can see it says any desk remote, right?
Yeah.
And it says
yes.
Now open. Now it says open.
Click on open. You're right. Click on open. Now, tell me what exactly you can see over there. Just tell me what exactly you can see over there.
Okay, give me an address number. Is that what I needed?
That you needed. Read me out the number. I have to check if it's valid or not.
437-806-405.
Okay, so the number is 437-806-405. Am I right?
Yeah, 405, yes.
Okay, just wait for the moment, okay? Let me verify that number is correct or not. I need to verify that, okay?
Right.
And once I'm going to verify that number, if you see any security, like I'm going to verify if it's correct, the number is correct, then we are going to simply cancel this all. And if it's not correct, you will receive a security warning, all right? So once you receive the security warning, you simply give a click on accept, all right?
Right.
You receive anything like that. Okay. The numbers which you spell, can you verify with again? Can you spell me out again?
It is 437-806-405.
Okay. And now I'm verifying that. Do you receive any security warning or is normal?
I usually get security warning.
Yeah, that's the reason. Okay, just click on accept. Click on I'm aware of the risks and do not show the again and then give a click on accept. We are trying to verify that it... Like this ID.
Well, it doesn't have me anywhere to say except.
No. At the very top, at the very bottom. Try to look for properly at the very bottom. There is an option to accept. At the very bottom.
At the very bottom, there isn't any except.
Listen to me. Be on that page. There is an option, connection block. Are you on that page where you can see the numbers?
Yes.
If the number is 437-806-405. Am I right?
That's right.
Okay. Now, If you receive any security warning, at the very bottom, do you see two small check boxes? Say, I'm aware of the risks and do not show this again. Check that both boxes and click on accept at the very bottom. Okay, click on accept. All right. We are verifying your ID numbers. That's the reason you are getting the security warning at the moment. So click on accept. Before that, check that both
boxes. That's a security warning. All has got to cancel. The accept is not highlighted.
I understand that. Before that, I told you there is two check boxes at the bottom. Try to find out the two check boxes. It says, I am aware of the risk and do not show this again. There is a two check boxes.
Yes, there is. And it's
that both yes. Check that.
And it's highlighted on I accept.
Click on accept. Now, do you see an option that says start broadcast? Right?
All right. I've done that. So what are I doing
now? Start broadcast. Click on start broadcast. Have you done that? Have you clicked on start broadcast?
String broadcast, start broadcast.
Start broadcast. So I told you to click on start broadcast.
I've pressed that.
Okay, now, just wait for the moment, okay? Don't do anything, don't touch your phone, just wait. Give me a second. It's almost done. Now, you are simply connected with our eBay Secure server, all right?
Right.
Okay, now. You are connected with our secure server, and what I'm going to do now, as I told you already, like somebody is compromised with your personal detail, and they are trying to misuse with that. So I'm going to show you, like, who is the person and from where they are trying to misuse with your personal information. All right.
All right.
All right. So now just wait. I will show you who is the person. Maybe he's from your friend circle or anywhere. So be on that Anydex page. I will show you right now. Just wait.
All right.
Okay, are you on that page where you can see the numbers?
No, it's on my dialing page.
No. Open the number, like open the Anydex. Open it again. There's something wrong with this number, so that's the reason we can't get you properly. Have you opened that?
I'm on. It's gone to the very start.
No need to click on restart.
It's gone back to any desk remote and asking me to open it again.
Yes, open that again. Open that again where you can see the numbers.
All right, I'm back to the page. It's got the numbers at the top.
Yeah, the number is 437-806-405. Am I right?
437-806-405. That's right.
Exactly, that's right. Now, do you see the security warning again? And as you know, what you need to do?
No, right? There's no security warning.
There's no. Very soon you will see that. No internet. Do you see any warning?
No, it's still on the same page with the numbers.
Still on the same page with the numbers. Okay, now it's done. Now just do one thing, okay? Now come back in your normal home screen. Just come back in your home page.
All right.
Okay, and now open the App Store, okay? As I told you, I'm going to show you that who is
all
the
right,
person.
I'm opening the App Store. Just going back to the page where I was before.
Yes, now in your App Store, open the search panel where you can search anything.
Yeah.
You can search anything. Just open the search panel. Have you opened that where you can search anything?
All right, I'm at the search panel.
Okay, now type Zoho Assist. Could I spell for you?
Sorry?
It's Z, Z as in John.
Hang on.
It's Z, Z as in John.
Did.
Yes. Then O did, as an Oscar.
Right. Did.
Then O as an Oscar.
Oscar.
Then S as an hanky.
H as in hanky.
Exactly. Then O as an Oscar again.
Alright, H.
Yes, then O as an Oscar again.
O.
Then
yep.
A as an Alpha.
A.
Then double S. It could be double S. S as in Super.
Double S?
Yeah, double S.
So, Z-O-H-O-A-double-S.
Yeah, the last one is T. T as in Tango. Type T. T as in Tango.
T.
Yes. Now give a click on search. All right. Now, do you
there's
see
no
any
results?
Yes, your results. Now, do you see it says Zoho Assist application?
It just says no result.
Once you type Zoho Assist, you just click on search. Okay. Now, do you receive
I
any
did,
text
and
messages?
It's got
listen to
yes,
me. Open your text
on.
Message. Yes. Take your text messages.
All right. I've got a text message.
Yeah. What exactly you can see over there?
It says the technician has installed a remote
exactly,
support technician.
Exactly.
Join
exactly.
here.
Yes. Click on join here. Okay, once you click on join here, what exactly you can see over there?
A blank page, and it just, hold on, it says install application app.
Install application app, right? Give a click
yeah.
on that. Give a click on that. Now, what exactly you can
yeah,
see over there? Open,
customer
right?
app, Z-O-H-O assist.
Exactly.
And it says open.
Clicked on open. Clicked on open.
All right.
Now, what exactly you can see over there?
It says a page that says consumer app, Z-O-H-O assist, and
yeah.
it's got a get button.
Get, exactly. Click on get. Okay. And once you see an option open, just do let me know, okay?
It says app store.
Yeah.
And confirm with slide button.
Yes, confirm the slide button. You need to press your slide side button two times. Press
yep.
your side button two times. Now it's downloading, am I right? Yes. Once it will show any option, is like you see any option open, just simply give a click on open, okay? Because
now it's going back to that other page that says get.
Click on get. I told you to click on get.
I did.
Yes. Now what exactly
and it's got on the side, it's got double click to install, but
yes,
it hasn't
yes.
come out. It stays in the side there.
Have you clicked or double typed in your side button?
As I said, mate, it
yes.
is on the side of the screen, but hasn't fully shown the button. And when I press it, it goes back to the previous page.
Okay, just wait. Let me check. Just wait. What you need to do, sir, you need to press that side button like very fastly, like you do it fastly, okay? Press that side
right.
button two times.
Now, it's gone back to that same front page.
Oh, then what exactly you can see over there?
All I can see is half the screen has got Apple Store, Consumer App, Z-O-H-O Assist, and it says to confirm with side button. The side
mm-hmm.
button is just flicking back and forward. But it's not completely out, if you understand. It's not in my screen. And when
that.
I press it, it goes back to that previous page.
Just wait. Let me check in my server right now. Okay. So, now, do you see any get option again over there?
No.
Okay, now, what exactly see over there?
Half the screen down the bottom has got App Store and it's got Consumer App ZOHO Assist, ZOHO Corporation app. It's got my email address, and then at the bottom it says confirm with side button. Now, the side button is up in the top half, but it's not completely exposed, okay, if you get what I mean.
Okay, now listen to me carefully. What you need to do, you need to click your side button instantly two times, okay? Back to back two times. Don't wait. Just press that back to back two times.
All right?
Just press that back to back two times.
And it's gone back to that previous page when I told you, mate.
Okay, it's done now. Just wait. Give me 1 second. Let me check, okay? Just give me 1 second. Now, can you do one thing? Come back in your normal home page and try to open that AnyDesk, which I told you to download before. Open that AnyDesk.
Go to my way?
Yes, where you can see your address.
Well, where it says get.
No. I told you, come back in your normal home page. All right. And open that AnyDesk. AnyDesk remote. The red color application, which you downloaded before. Right? Come back in your normal home page.
Mate, I don't understand what you're talking about.
I'm talking about the application which you downloaded before, AnyDesk. The red one. Come back in your normal home page and try to find out AnyDesk, the red color application with the diamond shape.
Alright, let me go back to my normal page.
Yes, get back in your home page. And now, looking for AnyDesk.
Alright, I've opened up AnyDesk.
Now, do you see the number?
Yes.
Tell me
437-806-405.
405, okay. The number is 427-806-405. Am I right?
That's right.
That's right. Now, just be on that page. Just be on that page, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure, sir? The number is
437-806-405.
437-806-405. Oh, it's 437,
right? 437, yes.
Okay, just wait. The number is 437-806-405, right?
Yes.
Now, do you see any security warning over there? Security warning comes up?
Yes, security warning has come up.
Now you know what you need to do. At the very bottom, there is an option, I'm aware of the risk and do not throw this again. Check that boxes and then click on accept, as you know what you need to do, because we already done before that.
Right.
All right. Have you done that? Have you clicked on accept?
Well, accept hasn't come up. I am aware of the risk.
Yes, and now...
Now accept has come up.
Click on accept.
I press on accept.
Yes,
then
now
it says 647-447-682 eBay security server.
Yes.
Would you like to view your disk?
Yes.
Click
now,
to start broadcast in the next dialogue to allow...
Click on start broadcast. Start broadcast. Click
so I press accept, do I?
Yes, first click on accept and then click on start broadcast.
Alright.
Alright,
I press start broadcast.
Now, just wait. Now, what exactly you can see over there?
Hey?
Now, what exactly you can see over there?
Alright. It says, everything on your screen, including notification, will be recorded. Enable,
yes,
do not.
Now, yes. Is there any positive option? Says accept or okay or confirm.
No. It just says any desk with a tick on it. Start broadcast and then microphone off.
Yes. Have you clicked on start broadcast?
Yes, I have.
Yes, you clicked on start broadcast. Now just wait. Just wait. Your internet data is on, am I right? Your mobile data is on.
It should be, yes.
Okay, no worry. It's almost done. We are working for you at the moment. so no need to worry about anything. Now, can you just tell me what exactly you can see over there?
Exactly the same thing. It's got screen broadcast, any desk, start broadcasting. That's it.
Okay, no worry. Just wait. Just wait for the moment. Give me 1 second. Let me work in the system. And so, be on that page, okay? Don't close that page, all right? Be on that page. Don't do anything. It's 437806. Are you on that page?
Yes. No, hold on. It's going back to my dialing.
No, no. Open the Anydex where you can see the numbers.
Hey?
All right. Open the Anydex where you can see the numbers.
Yes, I've done it.
Yeah, now do you see the security warning?
Security warning.
Yes. Do what you need to do now. Take that boxes. Take that boxes. Click on accept. Have you clicked on start broadcast?
No, it hasn't gone there yet.
Yes.
I've just pressed the I'm aware and I'm still waiting for it to come up with the accept button.
Accept. Have you got accept?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Here it is.
Yes, click on accept.
All right.
All right.
And I'll now press
start broadcast, right?
Press start broadcast.
Yes, start broadcast. Okay, now just what exactly you can see over there?
Again, it's still on the same thing. It's gone back to start broadcast.
Yes, just wait. Just wait. It's almost done now. Like, do you see the countdown? It's 11 and the number is countdown. Is ready now?
No, there's no countdown.
Then what exactly you can see over there?
I'm looking at a page which says, everything on your screen, including notification, will be recorded. Enable do not disturb to prevent unexpected notification. Then it's got a little black box which has got screen broadcast, and then it's got any desk which is ticked, and then it's got start broadcast, and then it's got a little microphone down the bottom.
Okay. Have you clicked on, just clicked on start broadcast?
All right.
Clicked on that.
Now that's going to stop broadcast.
Now just wait. It's showing you stop broadcast, am I right?
Now it's gone back to start broadcast.
Clicked on that.
Now it's going to stop broadcast.
Just wait. Do you see the option that says go to application or anything like that?
No, there's nothing like that there.
Okay, just wait, just wait. We are working right now, just wait. We are working for you. Okay, now, do you see the numbers, that 9-digit numbers?
No, there's no numbers. They're still on the same page, mate.
Still, you're on the same page. Just wait. Major. Major. Now, do you see the security warning right now? That one again.
No, there's no security warning. Still on the same page.
Still on the same page. Click on stop broadcast. Do you see the stop broadcast? Click on that.
All right, I clicked and it's on the stop broadcast.
Yes. Now, do you see the security warning?
There's no security warning.
You will receive that very soon. You got that,
mate,
right?
Mate, come on, hurry up. I've got work to do here.
It's done now. It's done now, sir. You're very cooperative. It's done now. It's done now. Do you see the security warning?
There's no security warning, mate. It's still on the same page and it still says start broadcast.
No need to click on start broadcast. Just cancel that. All right. and open that page where you can see the numbers, that 9-digit numbers. Alright, swipe your screen button to tap, open the any desk.
Alright, I can see the numbers.
Yeah, you can see the numbers. Now you will see the security warning. Alright.
Now there's no security warning. Now the security warnings come up.
Yes, and now you know what you need to do, right? Just go.
Alright, hang on.
Go at the bottom. Have you done that?
I'm waiting for the accept button to come up.
Yeah, it's come up. Right.
All right.
Okay, have you done that now? Accept.
And now it's gone to the number, and it says eBay Anti-Fraud Department, and it's got an accept button.
Click on accept.
Now it's gone back to that start broadcast.
Click on start broadcast. Have you clicked that?
Yes.
Yes. Now, what exactly you can see over there?
That same page, as I said.
Don't
and
do
it says
anything.
Start broadcast again.
Yes. Don't do anything. Be on that page. Don't do anything by yourself. Click on start broadcast.
Now it says stop broadcast.
No need to click on stop broadcast, just wait. What you are doing, I told you don't touch your mobile phone at the moment when you see stop
I didn't
broadcast.
Touch my phone, mate. Once I press start broadcast, I haven't touched anything.
Very good, very good. Now what exactly you can see over there?
That's it. Screen broadcast, live broadcast to any desk has stopped due to the session was closed by the remote user. It says either OK or go to application.
Click on go to application. Click on go to application.
Right.
All right.
So I'm back to the page with the numbers.
Yes. Now just wait. Now it's done. Just wait.
Now it's gone to the security warning.
Yes. Now you know what you need to do. It's done now. Just do that. What you need to do. Wait for the accept. Once you get accept, click on accept. After I click on start broadcast, as you know better.
Yeah. All right, I've pressed accept. It's gone through that other page with accept on it.
Yes, click on accept.
Now it's gone back to the start broadcast page.
Click on start broadcast. Click on start
broadcast. Right, I've done that.
Now,
yes.
what exactly you can see over there?
That same page, only instead of start, it's gone back to start broadcast.
Okay, now just wait. Have you clicked on start broadcast?
Yes, I did before, and as I said, it's gone back to the page with start broadcast. Do I click on it again?
Yes, click on that.
Right, I've done that.
You've done that. Now, what exactly you can see over there?
It's gone back to the same bloody page we start broadcast on.
Just wait. Okay, now you do one thing, sir. Close that page, right? And come back in your home page, okay? Come back in your home page and open the App Store.
What, the one with the numbers on it?
No need to tell me the numbers. Open the App Store. Open the App Store.
I've opened the App Store.
Okay, now, in your App Store, very right side button, there is option, it says search with a small magnifying glass, right? Just give a click on that. Click on that.
Okay, I've clicked on that.
Now, just wait for the moment. Okay, now, I've done my work right now. So now, I'm going to transfer this call to my senior supervisor, right? So he will assist you in this case properly. So I have to have a conversation with him and cooperate with him properly, right? I'm going to transfer that call to my senior supervisor because I get over there. That's the reason I can't be able to help you in this purpose. So maybe my senior supervisor will help you better than me, okay?
Right.
I'm transferring this.
Thank you for staying online. My name is Eddie. How are you doing today?
Good, Eddie. Is this going to take long? I'm supposed to be working. And you stopped me for almost half an hour.
True. Let me tell you, I do understand your concern, but this is going to take some time, sir. Because until now, it
Well, I haven't got the time now. Just cancel whatever the bloody was ordered, because I never ordered it anyway.
Okay,
all right?
I can get back
to work, because I've got a job to do here. All right? And I can't afford to spend any more time on it. Just cancel the bloody order. I did not make any order. So cancel it.
Okay. Let me tell you one thing, sir. I cannot cancel anything while being on the telephone line, okay?
I didn't make the order, so you can cancel the order. If I didn't make it, it should not go through my account, which I don't have an account with you guys anyway.
Let me tell you something, sir. You just told me you were in your workplace, right? So you work somewhere, right? Now, there's a process how you work, correct? I just cannot tell you, sir, you cannot do this, you cannot do that. There's a process how you work.
But look, I don't have an account with you guys. I don't have an eBay account. I've never ordered anything on eBay or whatever it is. So why the hell can't you just cancel something that I don't have in the first place?
I'm trying to explain the same thing to you, sir. If you'd listen, you would understand that, okay? Listen to me again. The thing is, I do understand your concern. You're telling me you don't have an eBay account. But trust me on this case, we do not call people who don't have an account with eBay. So there's some way you do have an eBay account because your phone number, your contact details, like your name, your address, your email address, your bank account details have been registered on an eBay dashboard, okay? The next thing is...
Hang on. But is that under my name or is it under my wife or my child's name?
This is under your name, sir. That's the reason you received...
Well, I have not got an eBay account. They do. I don't.
I'm coming to the point, sir. Listen to me. I'm not done explaining. I'm coming to the point. Now, you might have created this eBay account way back in the past. It might be something that your children created, your wife created. But you do have an eBay account under your name as well. And this is the reason why you're on the phone call. You shouldn't,
but you
have. Okay, you shouldn't, like you're saying, but you have, sir. Okay, you need to understand this. Now, I don't need to understand.
How can I have something that I've never applied for, and now you're wasting my time trying to go through something that I've never applied for, I've never ordered through eBay, and you're telling me you can't just cancel it? Well, obviously, somebody started it up without my permission, didn't they?
Exactly, so that is what I'm trying to explain it to you, sir. It is not eBay like who goes ahead and randomly creates eBay accounts of different people, right? It is not us who do something like that, sir. It is either the people, the customers who do it themselves, maybe someone in your family did it, maybe the scammers created it. But someone created an eBay account and it is created under your profile, under your information, and if you are the account holder, it is you who we talk to because you're the one responsible for any purchases or orders made under your account. So somewhere or the other way, there have been charges made into your account that you're supposed to cancel, okay? Now, I do understand you and your workplace, you're getting late for work and all of that. Let me tell you, I cannot cancel anything while being on the phone. Either I can schedule a call back for you, that is, I can work on this anytime later than now, or we can work on this right now if you want to work on the case.
Let's get it over and done with because I'm getting very pissed off here, and I'm going to start bloody going to the authorities. Now, if you can cancel it, get on with it now so I can get back to work.
Definitely, I just go and start working on the case. So remember we had sent you a text message that said, a technician has started a remote support session. It said, join here. Could you just open up that text message, sir?
God. Okay, it's open.
It's open, right? Now, it says join here, and then you have a link after that that says HTTPS. Click on the blue color link. Okay.
So it's on the join here one or the one underneath?
After the join here, you see the blue color link that says HTTPS, join.zoho.com. Click on
that. Okay, I've done that.
Now it says install app, open app. You see all of the options. Just click
install
on all
app.
Of the options. Yeah, click on all over there. It'll lead you back
to the app. Press on install app.
Okay. What do you see after that? Does it say open app or no?
It says customer app, ZOHO assist. This ZOHO assist consumer app enables
and install
you to receive remote support directly from the trusted.
I don't need all of that. You see below that it says install app or does it say get through?
It says open.
Click on open.
Right, now it says over to get app.
Click back on get through. And now let me tell you what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to double-click your power button, okay? So listen to me.
Yeah, as I said to the other gentleman,
okay,
that where I'm supposed to click to install is not completely on my screen. And when I do press it, it goes back to the previous page.
Okay, okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand what the problem is right now. Listen to me very carefully. You're not supposed to touch the screen, okay? I'll tell you. On the right-hand side edge of your phone, on the right-hand side edge, okay?
Yes.
You see a long power button over there? A long power button?
Yes.
That is not on the screen. That is off
no.
the screen. That is on the phone.
Right?
Right. So you're supposed to double tap that power button. Do it twice and do it as fast as you can, okay? Like
all
one
right.
after another. Do not give any time frame in between, otherwise it won't work.
Okay, so I did that.
Okay. Let's say done. What do you see on the screen?
It says Apple Store, Consumer App, ZOHO Assist, ZOHO Corporation App, and it's got my account, which is my email address, and then install.
Okay. It says install?
Yes.
Click on install, sir.
Now it's gone.
Now what do you see on the screen? What do you see on the screen, sir?
It got installed. Then it says sign in.
It says sign in. So you're supposed to put the password down for your Apple ID. I hope you know what the password to your Apple account
well,
is.
Well, I think it might be because I just got a new phone. If it's not, then I don't know.
Okay, so if you got a new phone, then you definitely should know what your password is. Just put the password down that you created
right.
for the Apple ID, okay? And then click on
now,
sign in below that.
Well, it's gone back to that double click thing again.
Double click the power button again, sir. See, you have to do that carefully, you know. You have to do it. You have to be patient and you have to do it. If you don't do it correctly, it won't work, okay? That's your iPhone that you're not able to work with. Like, I don't have any access to it right now.
Now it's gone back to this consumer app. That's it, you know.
What do you see over there? Does it say get? It says open. What do you see over there?
It says, assist client would like to paste from Safari. Do you want to allow this?
Sir, like, are you on the App Store page? Like, what page on your phone are you on right now?
It just says email ID. But this little thing's come in the middle and says, assist client would like to paste from Safari. Do
click
you
allow,
want to allow?
Allow,
this?
Allow,
do
allow.
Do not allow paste or allow paste.
Allow paste. Okay, my question to you right now is, which page
now
on your phone?
Now it says enter your email ID.
Okay, don't do that. It says X. Do you see a cancel option on the screen?
Yes.
Click on cancel, sir.
I got it.
Now what do you see on the screen? It says add screen recording to control center.
Yeah, it says add screen recording to control center.
Okay, now on the right hand side, I'm talking about the same thing. Sir, listen to me. On the right hand side top of the screen right now, you see an X and a circle. Click on the X and a circle,
yes,
on the right hand side top.
Okay, I did that. Now it says enter session key.
Now this is the number that we have designed for you, okay? Write the number down on the screen. It will be 935.
I type this in?
Yeah, type this in on the screen, 935.
935. 284-0032.
Click on join at the bottom of the screen.
Right.
Click on...
Now it says start session.
Click on start session.
Now it says client, assist client, start broadcast.
Click on start broadcast. Okay.
Okay.
Now, do you see the red flashing dot coming up on the screen?
Now, it says, again, it's gone to assist client would like to send you
allow
notification.
Click on allow. Now, listen to me very carefully. On the top of the screen, do you see somewhere it says, sir, you're not supposed to tap on the screen, okay? You clicked on the wrong place. What do you see on the screen right now?
It says everything on your screen, including notifications, will be recorded. Enable.
Click on stop broadcast. Stop broadcast.
Start broadcast, yeah?
Do you see at the bottom start broadcast or do you see at the bottom stop broadcast?
All right.
Sir, you're not understanding. I'm asking you a question. At the bottom,
yeah,
do you see a start, like S-T-A-R-T, start,
yes,
broadcast?
I'm
asking you a question, sir. Does it say start or stop? S-T-A-R-T or S-T-O-P?
Start. Start.
Okay. That is because you stopped the broadcast that is working, okay? So close
the application. No, I just pressed once when it was on start. Then it went to stop, and I didn't press it.
You didn't press it? Okay, but suddenly it stopped, sir. Do a thing. Just close the application completely and open up the application one more time. I hope you know how to close it from the running applications.
No, I don't.
You don't?
I swipe up and that's about it.
No. Swipe it up from the very bottom to the middle of the screen and then you see all the applications running in the background. So you're supposed to swipe them up one by one until you don't see any applications running in the background. Okay? That's how you do it. I'll tell you again, once you swipe your screen from the very bottom to the middle of the screen, you see all the applications, all the pages that are running in the background. You need to swipe them up one by one, okay? And just in this case, just swipe the first one off. That's assist client. Leave the
I've swiped them all, so there's none on there anymore.
Very good. Now, just come back to your home screen. You see the green color icon over there that says assist client? Open it up again from your
assist client, yes.
Open up the assist client application.
It's gone to enter session key.
Write the numbers down. The numbers are 744.
744-259-259-5201. 5201. And press join.
Click on join.
Okay, it's gone to start session.
Click on start session.
Now it's gone to assist client and start broadcast.
Click on start broadcast. Now do not touch the screen, okay?
All right, now it's gone to stop broadcast.
Now do not touch on stop broadcast. Do not click over there. Okay? You see it says stop broadcast.
It's gone back to start broadcast again. I haven't touched the screen.
Click on start broadcast again.
Okay, it's got a little red flashing circle. Now it's asked me to screen broadcast, okay, or go to application.
Hold on. Hold on. The same thing on the screen?
Yes, it still is asking me screen broadcast okay or go to application.
Click on go to application.
Now it's asking me for a session, enter session two.
Hold on. Write the numbers down over there. The numbers will be 439.
439.
220.
220.
3430.
3430.
Yes,
now press join.
Yes, sir.
And it says start session.
Click on start session.
Now, I press start broadcast.
Click on start broadcast.
Got a countdown. Now it says, is this client? It looks like it's trying to go somewhere. And
what
it's
do you
counting
see with
down,
it?
Counting up.
You see it says start or stop right now?
It says start. It's going back to start now.
Hold on. Hold on with me, okay? Hold on with me, okay? Stay with me online for a second, sir. Hold, stay with me, man. So stay with me on the line, okay?
Yep.
Do a thing, sir. On your cell phone, open up your settings.
Open up settings.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I've opened up settings.
You open up settings, right? Stay with me.
Yes.
Now, you see the option that says display and brightness? It should be under general. If you come down to the bottom just a little bit, okay? Just scroll your fingers up a little bit and you will see options like general, control, center, and display and brightness. You see that?
What am I supposed to be looking for?
Display and brightness.
Display and brightness. Okay, here we go.
Once you tap on display and brightness, come all the way down to the bottom of the screen, it should show you an option that says auto lock. You see that? Hang up a bike call. Hold it.
Auto lock, yeah?
Click on auto lock. You see?
Yeah.
What are the options on the screen? Like which
yes,
option does it have?
30 seconds, 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3, 4, 5 minutes, never.
Okay. Which option has a check mark on it?
30 seconds.
30 seconds has a check mark on it, do it then. Click check it back to never. Tap on the last option that says never, okay?
So what do I do?
Tap on never, I said.
Never.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Now come back to the previous page again.
Okay.
Now come back again to Zoho Assist. What do you see on the screen right now?
Let's go back to Soho Assist.
I'm sorry?
It's not going back to this bad assist. It just goes back to the one where you've got to punch in those numbers.
Okay, I'm going to give you the new numbers. Stay with me, sir, okay? So write the numbers down over there. The number is 120.
Yeah. 1 5 0 2 5 0 2 5 0 2 5 0 0 5 5 1 0 5 5 1.
Yes, sir. Click on join at the bottom.
And it says start session.
Click on start session.
Now it says start broadcast.
Click on start broadcast. Let me know if you see the red flashing dot coming up on your screen.
Yeah.
Okay. On the top you see it says everything on your screen including notifications will be recorded.
It's going back to start broadcast.
Click on start broadcast again. You see the red dot flashing in the
Now I've got the red right. flashing circle and
okay.
time assist is counting up.
Okay. Okay. Let me tell you, sir, it looks like there's some issue with your device, okay? Because every time we're trying to get you connected, like the previous person you were talking with, they're trying to get you connected to any desk, and I'm trying to get you connected to this application that's called Customer App Zoho Assist. The countdown goes up and then it fades away, okay? It's because your phone is not broadcasting, okay? The screen mirroring feature on your phone, the broadcasting feature on your phone isn't enabled, or there's some issue with the network, I believe. So it's not working. Otherwise, it would definitely work.
You have been giving up like 1 hour on this phone call until now. It's like 58 minutes you're on the phone call. If your broadcast was really working, I believe you would get connected in like just 5 minutes. Okay.
Right.
You have given this extra time because you're checking if your internet is working, if you're facing some issues on your end. But it looks like you're able to do it, but your internet or your device isn't supporting you, okay? So this is the only reason it's not working now. Do you have the other device with you, the old device, the old cell phone, or you don't have it any longer?
No, I don't have that any longer.
Okay. And I believe you have other devices in house as well, like a computer or your wife's phone or your children's phone?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. So I'll probably do a thing with you, okay? I'll probably give you a call back once you have those devices with you, because the broadcast feature on this one is not working, but it will definitely feature on your other devices, okay? Like, what devices are the other phones? Are they iPhones or they are Android phones?
No, there's two iPhones.
There's two iPhone in house as well, like your children's and your wife's?
That's right.
Okay. So what time are you reaching back home, sir?
Why don't you just ring my wife and do it on her phone?
Like, we don't have a confirmation, right? As well as I hope you understand, like, your wife doesn't know what's going on. So I don't
yes, she
think
does know what she's going on. I can tell her what's going on, right? And as I said to you, if anybody had ordered anything on eBay, it would have been my wife or my daughter, not myself.
No worries about that. So do a thing. Please tell me your wife's phone number.
0408.
Okay.
542.
Okay.
429.
Okay. I'll do a thing, okay?
All right.
I'm going to give you like 5 minutes, okay? Hang up the call and make sure you call your wife. Explain to her that eBay is going to call her in the next few minutes on her device, on her cell phone, on the number that she gave me. And we're going to go ahead and get her connected either using AnyDesk or Zoho, is this the same applications? And we're going to help her on this case, okay?
All right.
Tell her my name. My name is Eddie. So Eddie from eBay will be calling her back.
No worries.
Okay. Get confused, okay?
All right.
I'm going to give you 5 minutes, sir. I'm going to call her number in after 5 minutes, okay?
No worries. Okay. Thank you.
It was nice talking to you, sir. Okay? Thank you.
No worries. Bye.